So I'd like to speak for a little while just now about the practice of meditation, and then I'll give you some direct guidance as we begin the formal sitting. The practice of insight meditation is essentially concerned with being awake, with exploring and coming to understand for ourselves what it means to be a conscious human being, to be alive in a way in which we know that experience fully and deeply, and in such a way that allows us to navigate the experience of being alive skillfully. So much of what happens in our lives and in our experience, it seems we don't necessarily see clearly or understand that deeply. We can easily find ourselves lost in struggle, confusion, and a sense of not quite knowing how it all works sometimes, I think. It's not unusual. And in the meditation practice, we're not trying to figure anything out. We're not trying to work out the problem or the solution. We're more just interested to see, okay, what's actually happening here? Because whatever is happening here in your meditation is not going to be that different than what happens in your life. But the framework and the setup of what we're doing and how we're doing it here allows us to see it more clearly. Not all of what we see will necessarily be good news, but it's always good news that we can see it. It's always good news that we have the capacity to recognize more fully, more clearly, more deeply what's going on. And from that recognition, orient or align our responses, our choices, our behaviors to come into alignment, to come into harmony with what is true. Because the fundamental reasons why we sometimes find ourselves entangled in struggle or suffering, or feel ourselves distant from a sense of inner peace, well-being, freedom, are to do with that not understanding how things are, and because of that not understanding, not knowing how to skillfully and appropriately respond, which means how to live and what really serves us in that. And of course, we do know lots that is useful, important, and valuable. And there's many ways we have learned and grown in our lives for this to be so. And yet, there are elements of this understanding that for many of us are most usefully accessed through allowing ourselves to become more simple, more quiet, more still. And this is the territory that meditation practice opens up for us. So the meditation isn't about having a particular experience. It's not that we're necessarily going to all have some calm, bright, clear, peaceful experience that begins when I ring the bell or say, let's meditate, and ends at the end of the meditation. It's not about that. Sometimes the mind may be calm, clear, bright. Sometimes it might be agitated, irritated, restless, confused. But whatever is happening, we have the capacity to bring our attention into our experience in a certain way. And it's that orientation and that intention to orient in that way that is really what makes the meditation what it is. The intention, in many ways, is simple: to be here, to be awake, to let go of our preoccupation, our intoxication, our addiction, and our dependence upon thinking about the past and the future. We spend so much of our life with our mind engaged with things that are gone or that have not yet arisen, things that aren't actually real in that sense. Of course, we can learn from the past, and it's important that we do. And we need to take care of things in regard to the future, which we might call planning, preparing, evaluating options, of course. But we can spend so much of our life lost in it, or lost in simple fantasies, entertainments, and other engagements of the mind, that we don't really ever fully land in and receive what our life is offering us moment by moment. Because our life is offering us not just the opportunity to learn from our experience, but this is part of what it offers in each moment. It's equally offering us a possibility to discover a dimension of fulfillment or nourishment, or we could say a kind of a wholesome or healing experience born not out of what is happening, because what is happening isn't always in our control. Maybe we know that already. What is happening may not be in our control, but how we meet it, this actually is the most transformative element. This is what actually most significantly determines the quality of our life and our experience moment by moment. So what we're working with here is a training and tools and understandings for how to meet my experience moment by moment. And in that meeting and in the transformation of how we meet our experience, the very experience of life itself is transformed, is opened up from what can sometimes seem a rather pressured, tight, limited and constrained or compelled experience to something that actually has fluidity, has space, has openness, has still, of course, demands, challenges and difficult elements to it, but which there's actually room to move, to navigate within and around. So in the sitting meditation, we choose a particular aspect of our experience, which in this case is the sense of the body sitting here breathing. We choose it because it's happening. We don't need to make it happen. Once we've sat down, we're here, we're breathing, it just goes on. So it's not something we need to create or manufacture. It's a natural, organic process that engages the body and the mind. Because if the mind wasn't operating at all, the breath wouldn't be happening. The autonomic nervous system that operates the breathing is dependent on the brain. And so that's something that's just here. It's not to say we're suggesting, or I'm saying here, that the breath is somehow more special or more spiritual or more meaningful or real than other experiences. But what I'm saying is that it's useful, and that in simplifying our experience, choosing to attend to a particular area or field within the totality is incredibly helpful for settling, for stabilizing, for grounding ourselves, to not be lost in the multiplicity of experience, in the complexity of experience, in the complication of experience. We just simply choose to say, okay, for now. We're not going to do this all our life. Sometimes we're going to need to do other things like, you know, have a meal or go to the bathroom or take care of something. Sure. But for now, there's nothing else we need to be doing other than what we are, which is sitting here and using the breathing experience as a way of gathering and collecting that often dissipated or fragmented capacity of mind and heart that can just meet, that can just know, that can just experience where we are. And from that landing, meeting, connecting, many possibilities begin to open up. And I'll say more about that as we go. But within that, two of the fundamental possibilities are the possibility of opening more fully to what our experience is, to what our life is, to what it is that we are as human beings. Human beings is just a concept. But what it is that we are, this living, breathing, feeling, responding life. So opening more to what it is that we are, and also coming to be interested in both the particularities of our unique human experience and equally the universalities, or the universal principles that apply to all things, that are not just about me or you, but about life and the nature of it, which when we see and are in harmony with, we can therefore flow at ease with life. When we don't understand and easily then become in conflict with, we experience life as a series of collisions or attempt to avoid collisions, not always successfully. Now that may or may not resonate with your experience, and if it doesn't, it's fine. I'm not trying to convince you of anything here. But what I'd really just like to invite you to do is give yourself wholeheartedly to this process and see what happens. So we use the breathing as a way of focusing and gathering the attention, but we're not rejecting or pushing away other things. It's really important. If thoughts arise or other experiences like feeling somewhere else and sensations in the body or sounds, just notice them. Don't make them into a problem. Hearing someone cough or the sound of a bird, it's just an experience. It's just happening. It comes in, we notice, oh, sound, hearing, fine. Come back to the breathing. It's not like we want to tell the birds to shut up, because they're not going to. You can if you like, but what you'll find, it just doesn't work. Nor can we tell our minds to shut up, because actually if you try, what you'll find out is it's your mind making a lot of noise trying to tell itself to be quiet. It doesn't work. But what we can do is say, okay, I'm taking my attention consciously and kindly and bringing it here to this experience, this body sitting here breathing. And if we just keep doing that, sometimes we'll be able to sustain the attention for a few breaths. Sometimes the breath will just ping off. Sorry, the attention will just ping off very quickly. If it doesn't, notice that it does it, bring it back. That's the practice. That's why we call it a practice. It's something we're learning. It's something that develops in its own way, in its own time. And so it's important to bring an attitude of kindliness together with that attitude of wholeheartedness, of really saying, yes, I give myself to this for now to see what happens. And yet within that, I don't want to hassle myself when it goes differently than I thought it would or than I wished it and hoped it might. I don't need to hassle myself for that. We're just doing what we can here. And the balance between that giving ourselves and then also just allowing things to be. That's what will most usefully support the deepening and the development of your practice and of this process. And so just now taking a few moments to settle into your meditation posture, just feeling what it's like. Just to repeat a couple of the things I suggested from yesterday, I'm just looking around noticing. Check and see if your knees are higher than your pelvis, this is going to be hard work. Because if they are, you can feel what happens if you do it. The lower back rolls outwards, the curve in our lower back flattens, and suddenly a whole lot of muscles engage to have to hold our body up to stop it tipping backwards or forwards. If the knees are below the pelvis, or at least not above it, it's easy for the top of the pelvis just to be gently tilted forward, ever so slightly. And what that means is the lower the curve in the lower back, that gentle arch, is supported and sustained. And it's that that our torso rests upon. Mostly we're used to supporting ourselves by leaning on the back of a chair or something. And if you need to do that because you have some injury or vulnerability in your back, that's fine. But what's important is to be upright and to a certain degree supporting oneself from within. And so this upright quality, if your knees are in the air when you're sitting on the floor, and this might sometimes be the case, you might grab a blanket or a cushion and just put it under there to support them so that they're not sort of waving around, but they're, if you can, I don't know if you can see, if this was one's knee, you'd put something under it so it just sits on something rather than waving. It's much more stable. If you're sitting in a chair, you might need to put something under your feet, if your feet don't quite touch the ground, sitting comfortably. Or you might need to put something under your bottom, if they're touching the ground and your knees are sticking up, because the chairs don't exactly fit everybody. Small things, but actually they're really helpful. So then just taking a moment to sense the uprightness of your body. When the body extends upwards, there's a sense of space that's created between the pelvis and the breastbone, the space in which the breathing moves in our abdomen. And so it's really useful that we're not leaning forward and squashing or compressing that space. And as we sit up, as that space opens, and you can just feel it, sense it, what it's like for that space between the pelvis and the breastbone to open up. It's like naturally the shoulders start to gently slide or drop off the back of our torso. So they go backwards and downwards, not forcing them here, but just allowing them to soften back down a little. And that opens the space in the chest, again allowing the breath to move freely. And this upright posture, not rigid or tight, so there's possibility of movement. Feeling up through the neck and the head, as if the head were light on your shoulders, as if perhaps there was a helium balloon attached underneath your chin with a soft, loose, sort of, and comfortable connecting that just lifted the head off the shoulders. Now, you don't have to quite visualize or try and do that, but just having a sense of the head being light upon the shoulders. Sometimes useful just to tuck your chin in a little, so we're not leaning forward with our head. And yet it's upright. Hands can be where they are comfortable. Sometimes we place them in the lap, sometimes upon the knees or the thighs. And so this quality of grounding, uprightness, and then again relaxing. Taking a moment to just feel through the body from the face, eyes, cheek, head, just beginning to notice where there's tension. And as you breathe out, just inviting it to soften and release, naturally, without forcing, with the out-breath that has a relaxing quality to it. And then bringing your attention into your lower part of the head, around the jaw, back of the neck, back of the head, occiput region, the neck and shoulders. And again, just as you breathe out, allowing and inviting those parts of your body to soften, to relax. If you notice your jaw is holding tight, just allow there to be a little space between your teeth. And keeping the mouth closed, and unless you can't breathe through your nose if you have a cold, then of course use your mouth. But otherwise, useful to have the mouth closed. And just feeling that softening, relaxing through the shoulders, into the torso, the chest is open, the belly soft and not held in. The weight of the body resting upon your bottom, your buttocks, pressing into the chair, the cushion, or the bench. And within that sitting experience, beginning to bring your attention more fully into the breathing experience. This ripple and flow of sensations that lets you know breathing is happening. Right now. And you can follow that experience as the breath comes in and moves out of your body. As you breathe out, you might notice the way in which the body just softens and drops as the air moves up and out through the body. As you breathe in, and the air comes down into the body, you might notice a way in which the body expands and rises slightly. It's an upwards moving energetic quality as the breath comes in, as the body engages, and muscles begin to work to expand the chest and abdominal cavities and to draw the breath in. And then as those muscles relax and that space reduces as the body softens, the air moves out. And you may feel that on the interior of your body, air moving within the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the sense of the flexing, expanding and relaxing that takes place in the body. You might feel it as the movement of your clothing against your skin while this breathing takes place. Whatever you notice is just fine. And however the breath might be, is just fine. Whether rough or smooth, long or short, deep or shallow, just let it be as it is. And bringing a gentle but wholehearted attention to this experience. To be mindful and conscious of what's happening moment by moment, breath by breath. And whenever you notice and become aware that you've been drawn to some other experience, become lost in thinking, distraction, fantasy, planning, or whatever, without judgment, without any blaming of oneself or anything else. Just begin again. Come back to the breathing, to the body sitting here, just as it is. Neither resisting nor pursuing experiences that arise. Simply acknowledging, reconnecting. Being awake, conscious and present with this body breathing experience. Just as you are. When you notice you've become lost in thinking, dwelling in the realms of the mind, just coming back into your body, reconnecting with the natural movement and experience of breathing. Just right here and right now. And as we come towards the end of the sitting period, just continuing to consciously connect with this experience of sitting here, body on the earth, upright, relaxed. Breathing in, breathing out. And when you hear the sound of the bell, just take a moment to listen, to receive that experience too. As the sound arises, continues a little while and then fades away. And when the sound has faded into the silence, taking that as the marker for the end of the formal sitting period. So the sitting doesn't end when the bell begins to ring, but when it finishes ringing. And we can finish with it at that point.